Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Belinda Ellsworth here with Work From Your Happy Place, and I am so excited today. Thank you all for joining in. Today, we've got a great show. We have Laura Wells with the HeartLink Network. Laura, along with her husband, Jeremy, and their two teenagers, Mason and McKenna, enjoy life in the suburb of Dallas, Texas. Laura has been an active community leader and connector since the early age of 21, when she served as the leader of two Mothers of Preschoolers, or MOPS International, chapter in Las Vegas, Nevada. That experience showed Laura the power, purpose, and effectiveness of women creating strong and nurturing relationships as they linked hearts to empower one another. Laura is extremely passionate about equipping, educating, and empowering women to succeed in business and life, inspired by one of her favorite quotes by JFK, "As the tide rises, all boats will rise." She consistently pours her time and knowledge into the HeartLink Network's chapter leaders on trainings, coaching calls to help them grow the business they love. Laura believes that when one woman succeeds in her business, it is good for all women in business. Laura has over 15 years of experience in direct sales and network marketing, achieving high levels of success in recruiting, sales, and team development. Currently, Laura leads a large international organization and a thriving network marketing company. She also serves on the advisory board for Network Marketing Magazine and Women United for a Change, a nonprofit organization that empowers women entrepreneurs in underdeveloped countries. As an advocate of the network marketing profession, Laura offers network marketers free business trainings on topics such as attraction marketing, copywriting mastery, getting leads online, network marketing, prospecting, and more, as well as training on social media topics such as Instagram, Periscope, and Facebook. As the president of the HeartLink Network, Laura has helped expand the HeartLink Network to more than 150 markets worldwide, leading the HeartLink Network to be known as one of the most reputable and trusted organizations for female professionals to network their business and empower each other. In 2011, Laura was selected as International Women Day's Outstanding Leadership Award winner for her service as a support to women in business over the last 15 years. Well, it is my pleasure to introduce Laura Wells. Hi, Laura.
Hey, how are you? It's my pleasure to be here with you.
Yes, it's very exciting. You know, when we decided to come up with this idea to launch this new podcast, you were just really one of the very first people I thought of. I thought, wow, you really are the epitome of what it means to, you know, work from your happy place, work hard, play hard, have fun, love what you do. And so you were one of the first people that came to mind. So I'm just so happy that you're here as part of this launch of our new podcast show.
I'm happy too. What an honor. What a true honor. I've watched you so long in your career. I mean, literally, for like 17 years, Belinda, and this is a true honor to be here as you launch this. So I'm excited to help a lot of people through this. This is awesome.
Awesome. Well, why don't you fill us in just a little bit more about what the HeartLink Network is all about? Just fill in some holes for us here.
Yeah, I'd love to. The HeartLink Network was actually founded in 2008 by a dear friend of mine, the CEO and founder of the HeartLink Network, Dawn Billings, who is a therapist. She's an author of over 30 books. She's a personality expert. And more importantly, she's so passionate about helping women grow the business that they love, that they're passionate about, by building relationships. And I linked arms with her in 2009, and together we've grown the HeartLink Network worldwide now. It's an organization for women in business where they can connect online and offline in their local communities. High tech and high touch is what we like to call it. To grow the business that they love most effectively so that they can use their time, so they can spend a lot of time with their family as well.
That's awesome. That is awesome. So why don't you tell us, you know, how has having your own business or being in business for yourself, how has that shaped your lifestyle over these years? Because you've been at it for a good number of years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, honestly, most of my adult life, I have had my own business or been able to work from home, from my happy place, as you like to call it. And I can say, I mean, I am a workaholic by nature. That is my personality. I am a strong type A, as we say, and I love to work. Working is my happy place, but having my own business and being able to do things more effectively with my time, more efficiently, has definitely given me the ability to have more freedom with my family, with my kids. I've got two teenagers. I've got a husband that, you know, we've been married since I was the age of 17. So we've grown together, and having a business that we can work with flexibility has really allowed us to deepen those relationships and do more things that we like to do.
That is awesome. That really and truly is. So tell us, what are one or two of your greatest skill sets that have helped you be successful in owning your own business?
That's a great question. I would say probably the skill sets per se would probably be time management. Definitely the ability to multitask, staying organized, things like that. But I think the overlay that's probably the most important thing that's helped me all along is being able to focus on first things first, relationships. I always say when relationships are created, business naturally follows. And that for me is making the main thing the main thing. So you can learn a lot of things in terms of how to organize your calendar and how to use Facebook and things like that. But if you don't keep the main thing, you're going to lose sight of everything. And so I guess the biggest skill set is being able to focus on what I need to focus on, and that's creating relationships. Everything else will fall into place.
That is awesome. Now, you said here confidence also is probably one of your skill sets. And so a lot of people ask me all of the time, how do you build your confidence? How do you get more confident? And I know what my answer is, but I'd love to hear that from you, that being one of your, you know, stronger skill sets.
Building confidence, I mean, that's such a loaded term because a lot of people, that's the one thing they're lacking and that's the one thing that's holding them back. I think that confidence can definitely be the bridge that can take your business from average to awesome. But how to build it, really the only way to build confidence is kind of how athletes build muscle. It's just practice. You have to use it. And to a certain extent, you have to stretch it really until it hurts. A lot of us who have businesses, you know, we've been in situations before where our confidence has been hurt. That's by somebody telling us no or even making fun of us. And that hurts our confidence, just like we stretch and pull a muscle. But when it gets more and more use, when you use it more and more, just like a muscle, it gets stronger. So building confidence is extremely important. But the only way that you're going to do that is by practice and by using it and by putting yourself in situations where you have to rely on it.
That is awesome. That's one of the things I always say is practice and become knowledgeable. The more knowledge that you have too, that will help you to be more confident in what you're talking about. But it is that practice, practice, practice. And I love your analogy with stretching yourself and relating that to muscles. I am back to working out hard like 3 to 4 times a week. And I'm into the third week now of this consistent pattern, and I'm blown away at how much already it is getting easier versus the first day that I went and worked out and I thought I was going to die at the end of that run. And so now today it went pretty easy, and my time has already speeded up. So if people would just get in, and it's that being uncomfortable. I loved that. You know, it is going to be painful. It is going to hurt. But if you power through, eventually it isn't. And that's a super analogy. And I hope one that our listeners will, you know, have in their mind, because I love analogies and I teach a lot of analogies, because I think when you get yourself in that situation, then that memory comes back and you go, okay, this is just like working out. It's going to get easier. And it helps people really to power through. Awesome. So tell us about an obstacle or challenge that you have faced that you were able to work through. And how did you do that?
Oh, my goodness. And it's funny because I don't recall what we had talked about in our previous conversations about that, but I know that, you know, something recently, and I think it's an ongoing theme when you work for yourself, when you are a quote unquote entrepreneur, or at least aspiring to be one, you know, challenges, they're going to come every day in every shape, form, and fashion, really. But I think for most people, the biggest challenge that they have is rejection. And it's being able to take rejection and still keep moving forward, no matter what it takes. You know, having the ability, and I guess that goes back to confidence, having the ability to overcome those challenges, overcome someone else's objections. It's kind of like you've got to get to a place where you are so focused on doing what you need to do for the reasons why you need to do them, that it doesn't matter what kind of challenges are in your way. Just recently, I had a really, really close friend that I considered, you know, someone who probably would be my biggest advocate, tell me no, and basically be extremely unsupportive in what we were trying to do with the HeartLink Network. And it was mind-blowing. But I don't consider that necessarily a challenge. I do just consider it part of business. Not everyone is going to say yes. The purpose is kind of like mining for gold. You know that there's gold out there. You know it. It's just a matter of how long are you willing to dig to find it. So challenges to me is just kind of like somebody shoveling and getting a shovel full of something that doesn't have a gold nugget in it. It's not a challenge. It's just part of the process. That's just kind of part of business, right? I mean,
absolutely.
You just keep going.
Yes, absolutely. So then that would be your advice, is to just keep moving forward.
Absolutely. Yeah, keep moving forward. Keep focused on, you know, one of the things that's really helped me a lot, and it does sound cliche, I know. I've been in the home-based business industry and as an entrepreneur for a good 17 years now. And it does sound cliche, but to write down your vision, write down your goals, write down, a lot of people call it a vision board, but anything that you need to keep the real thing in mind of the reasons why you're doing things. And I'm, you know, a lot of us talk about the reasons why, but I'm not just talking about getting out of debt. That's a thing that'll happen. But if you're working to get out of debt, you're not really working to get out of debt. You're working for the feeling that it's going to feel like when you can actually say, I am debt free. That's your why. It's not the paying off the bill that's the why. It's the feeling that's going to happen when you do that. That's the why. It's not so that you can put your kid into college. It's how is it going to feel knowing that you left a lasting legacy, an impact on generations to come because of the hard work that you're putting in today. That's your reason to keep going. It's not the thing that's the thing. It's usually the feeling that the thing produces that's the real thing.
That's awesome. That's a really, really great insight, because I know everyone's always talking about finding your why, but I think people lose sight of it very quickly, and they forget of what that's going to feel like.
Yeah.
The feelings that are associated with each and everything that we do. I mean, it's the feelings. We can have a list and you got to call five people, but what stops you from calling the people? It's the feelings that you get after you've called one and they rejected you. So, you know, we don't like that feeling. So what's it going to feel like though when you call four more and one of them says yes? It's going to feel amazing. Mm-hmm. So it really is important. That's awesome. So tell me, Laura, you know, this is the big thing when we decided to do this show is, you know, people want to be happy. Happiness is a big buzzword. And so what does it mean for you to work from your happy place? What does that mean to you both personally and professionally?
That is such a great question. And it's going to mean different things to everyone. For me personally, happiness comes from within. Happiness comes from God. Happiness to me is not, it's not from an outside thing, goal, money, you know, achievement, trip, reward, recognition. To me, that's not where happiness comes from. That's a byproduct, But working from my happy place, I really thought about this question quite a bit, because what does it mean when you work from your happy place? A lot of people's probably first reactions is, well, I want to work from home. I want to work from my couch. I want to work from a yacht. I want to work from Antigua on the beach. For me, working from my happy place, my happy place is doing what I was born to do. My happy place is knowing that I'm working from my heart, working to make an impact, working from a place where I am physically and spiritually in line with the things that I'm born to do, the things that I was placed here on earth to do, which is not just pay bills and die. We were put on this earth to leave an impact. You know, there's been a lot of celebrities lately that have passed away, and it boggles my mind because it seems like when they pass away, that's when we start remembering all the things that they did while they were here. And to me, working from my happy place is being able to do every single day the things while I'm alive that make people celebrate and appreciate, man, I'm so glad that I met her. So working from my happy place, yes, it's being able to have freedom, being able to have flexibility, being able to go on a date with my husband at 2 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon. Yes, of course, that's my happy place. But most importantly, the happy place is in your heart. It's in your mind. It's working from a place where you feel at peace. You have a purpose and you know that you're doing what God's called you to do. You know you're here for the specific reason is not only for yourself, it's to bless and benefit other people, to help them reach their goals. Zig Ziglar has a saying before he passed away. He said, you can achieve everything in life you want if you'll just help enough others get what they want. And that honestly, that's my happy place, helping other people get what they want. And in turn, I'll have the freedom and flexibility and the pleasure of knowing that I'm leaving a lasting impact on not only their life, but probably their generations past them as well.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. And it was definitely from your heart. And I think that that's really what people need to understand or get connected to, that it isn't that one thing, you know, and it, we, you know, I continually reach for milestones, but I've hit those milestones. And then it's like, you just got to keep moving and do what you love. And it doesn't mean like, that's what's going to make me happy. That's when I finally reach that. That's when I'll be happy. And it really isn't. It's more about doing what you love and being able to do it many times from the place you love, being able to pick up your laptop and say, okay, you know what? We are going to go to the beach. And if I want to check emails while I'm at the beach, I certainly can. And so I think that that does follow along with it. But I do think it's important for people to understand that it's not necessarily, happiness doesn't come by achieving a certain particular benchmark. It comes from living it. And
look, and here's a great analogy. I mean, back to our fitness, right? So I'm a woman. I go through the same thing and I keep thinking, oh, if I were only 118 pounds like I was in high school, then I would be happy. Look, happiness literally comes from within. If you're not happy 50 pounds overweight, odds are you're probably not going to be happy when you reach your goal weight as well. Happiness is from within. It's not when you achieve a certain weight. It's not when you achieve a certain financial status. It's not when you have a certain house or a certain car or have a certain amount of friends on Facebook. Happiness is within. So quite honestly, I work with a lot of women in business, obviously as president of the HeartLink Network, everything from brand new people who are just starting their business all the way to 7-figure earners, even 8-figure earners in their business, in their profession. Many of them reached their happy place, earning a ridiculous amount of income, achieving high levels of success in their business from their kitchen table with nothing. They just had a kitchen table and their smartphone, or their kitchen table and their laptop. And that's where they made their first $1 million, is right at their kitchen table. Your happy place can be putting up a screensaver of a beautiful beach on your desktop as your wallpaper. If you want to go to your happy place, alt tab, look at the beach on your desktop. Until you really make that a reality, your happy place is right in your heart. You have it all along. You just have to tap into it.
That's awesome. So tell me something and tell all of our listeners, what's something you're really proud of? What's an accomplishment or something that you almost beam when you think about it?
This is going to sound really cliche, but quite honestly, professionally, I'll give you both. I'll give you a two for one. Professionally, what we've accomplished at the HeartLink Network has been really phenomenal. We don't pay for advertising. This is all organic growth. Women come in wanting to grow their business, receiving the training and the empowering and the equipping and education that we offer, and they go tell their friends. To me, there is no greater compliment than woman, a woman in business has to tell her friends and her colleagues, oh my goodness, you have to lead your own HeartLink chapter. To me, that's been a really neat accomplishment, knowing that we're in Pakistan, we're in Indonesia, we're in underdeveloped countries helping women with extremely different cultures than we have here in the United States, Canada, and Australia. We're helping women all over the world grow their businesses. And professionally, that's a really huge accomplishment that myself and Dawn Billings are very, very proud of. Personally, it's my family. And it does sound cliche. I'm very proud of my children. I've got one that's almost 17. She's a junior in high school and one that's actually wrapping up his associate's degree in college. Very, very, very proud of them. They're strong. They're independent. They're funny. They're smart. But my marriage is probably, as far as personal life, I met my husband when I was 15 years old. And I asked him to marry me when I was 16 years old. Okay. And here's the funny part. He said no. In fact, he said no 3 times.
Wow.
I was not in marketing. I was not an entrepreneur, but I followed up persistently because I was not going to accept the answer no. I knew that he needed this. So I followed up, and through a lot of follow-up and persistence, he finally said yes. And we got married when I was actually 17. Now it's actually kind of frightening nowadays because my daughter is almost 17. And so I'm kind of a little freaked out because she's really young. I was that young. And, but I'm really proud because quite frankly, we are the poster children for being a statistic. Here in the United States, getting married so young, we really could have been a statistic. And I do think that the most prideful thing that I have about our marriage is the ability to be flexible. And I think it does relate back to characteristics and qualities to have in business as well. But being able to be fluid, you know, when you're married this young, I'm 39 now. We've been married for a very, very long time. But being married that young, we've had to grow together. We're literally different people. I don't know about you. I'm a very different person than I was when I was 15, 16, 17 years old. We've had to grow together. We've had to have challenges together. We've had to overcome major obstacles together. And we've had to choose many times, do we stop? Do we throw in the towel? Is this quote unquote not working? Or do we keep going? Do we overcome this? If it's working for other people, why wouldn't it work for us? And I think that does go back to business. I've had many opportunities to throw in the towel, say, "Matt, it's just not working. I'll just do something else. I'll go somewhere else." Or do you say, you know what? I'm confident that this is going to work. I'm going to make it work. I'm going to work on this as if it's the only thing I have in order to breathe. And that's something I'm really proud of, is being able to have a long-term marriage that has gone through so many challenges like we've had. So so personally, that's what I'm most proud of, is my family, but most importantly, the marriage that I've had for so long, through so much.
That's awesome. And I know I've seen your story and it's just heartwarming. And I love that you shared that, you know, nothing in life, whether it is a relationship, and I always think there's some really strong correlations between having a business and having a relationship. It really is. Yeah. And nothing in life comes without hard work and persistence, whether it be that relationship or whether it is that business. And so it's just really important to understand that, recognize it, and, you know, move forward with it and be able to take life as it throws it to you each day, knowing that Yes, it's going to be hard work. Yes, there's going to be challenges, but my goodness, what's the reward going to be? And the reward is amazing.
Right.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, it's a choice. It's a choice every single day. It's a choice in your business. It's a choice to work out. It's a choice to be married. I mean, quite honestly, you have choices in your life. That's the beautiful part about life and free will. You have choices. You have choices to make every single day. And that's a really, probably one of the most important elements, I think, if you're going to be in business for yourself, you've got to make good choices every single day. And it's okay to mess up. God can always fix mistakes. But making those choices, look, choosing to stay married is a choice. Choosing to work your business every day is a choice. It's just as easy to choose yes as it is to choose no. You've got to make the right choices.
Absolutely. So in closing today, this has just been a wonderful time with you. What advice would you give to others who want to be entrepreneurs?
Woo-wee. Wow. No pressure here. Let's see. What advice to give to others who want to be entrepreneurs? So I think that listening to podcasts like this is a good one because you've got to fill your mind with the right foods. You know, you've got to fill your body with the right nutrients for it to perform. If you want to be an entrepreneur, you've got to feed your mind with the right things as well. I think that probably as an entrepreneur, one of the more sound pieces of advice that I ever received early on was to only listen to the people who have my best interests in mind to truly move me forward. And sometimes that's not your friends and your family. Sometimes your friends and your family are more interested in protecting you by telling you, by warning you, oh, that's not going to work. Oh, you should really just relax. You should stop that. You should take a break. You know, this maybe isn't working. Maybe you should stop investing. Maybe you should stop. They're trying to protect you and you're going to love them for that. But when you're an entrepreneur, you've got to take business advice from people who are where you want them to be. And most likely it's not your broke cousin who has never experienced that kind of success that you want to have. So feed your mind with the nutrients from the people who have what you want. So as an entrepreneur, the advice that I would give is to always be learning, always be a student, never arrive. You should never feel like you've arrived. You should always want to strive to keep learning, keep educating yourself, keep stretching yourself, keep putting yourself in situations where you're growing those muscles of the confidence. Never give up. Always keep going. And every single day, remember, you have a choice. The choices that you make will affect what happens to you tomorrow and next month and 90 days from now. So that's probably my biggest piece of advice.
That's awesome. You know, that's one of my lines. Always remain a student. Yeah. Anytime you start, you stop learning, you stop growing. And anytime you stop growing, you have nowhere to go but backwards.
Right.
So I've made it a point, and I still do today. I've been, you know, an entrepreneur for 36 years, and I'm still learning today. I'm learning things right now that I want to change, or I'm seeking out the best information that's going to help me to take our listeners into the next generation of learning and training, you know, via this podcast and via, you know, social media training and everything else. And yeah, it's a little bit out of my comfort zone. And yeah, it's a little bit challenging sometimes or uncomfortable, but you got to be uncomfortable sometimes if you want to have great things happen. So,
and Belinda, I would love to put it in perspective really quick before you wrap this up. And I want anybody who's listening, I really hope they get, even though if they haven't been in the situation that I'm about to share personally, I'm hoping that they can grab something out of this. So about 12 years ago, 15 years ago, I was driving to my very first home party where I was required to, well, first of all, let me back up. I was driving to my very first home party after becoming a consultant with a kitchen type home party company. And I was on the way there realizing I had just signed up to do two things that I was scared to death to do. Number one, cook. Number two, speak in front of people. I have a tremendous fear of public speaking. Nobody really knows that because when I'm going and I'm get going, I'm fine. But inside it is not a happy place. Let's just put it that way. I am scared to death inside. And so on the way there, I realized when I had almost pulled up to her home, I have to do both things at the same time. Not only do I have to cook, not only do I have to talk, I have to do one while I'm doing the other. And I was scared to death. And in that car on the way there, I was listening to a cassette tape. The cassette tape was Belinda Ellsworth. And the cassette tape was playing in my car because I had no idea what to say. I had no confidence. I didn't know how to be funny. I didn't know how to talk to people. I had nothing to offer. And so I was feeding myself. I was feeding my brain with Belinda's confidence, with Belinda's little quips and her little one-liners. And here's how you do this. And here's what you say. And here's how you keep it light. And I'll never forget on the way to every single home party I ever did for probably 5 years, I would listen to a cassette tape or eventually CDs of Belinda Ellsworth. And here I am now, 15 something years later, on a podcast to impact the lives of tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people who are going to hear this with Belinda Ellsworth, linking arms with her to help other people. That's the process. As an entrepreneur, this is what happens. And I'm not satisfied. I'm not settling. I'm still going to keep striving. I have not arrived yet. But this is one of those moments in my life where I feel like by not giving up, by not throwing in the towel, by not chickening out, this is what happens when you keep choosing to go forward every single day. Eventually, you're going to get to the place where you have a moment like I'm having right now, realizing, oh my goodness, 15 years ago, I was relying on Belinda's words to get me to just do that very first party. Today, I'm helping impact millions of people with her. That's a huge thing for me today. So thank you so much, Belinda. It really is an honor. I adore you. Everybody I know adores you. You've been a blessing in my life, even when you haven't realized it. So thank you for inviting me on today.
Oh, thank you. What kind words. And you know, it really is what keeps all of us doing what we do. It's what gets me up every single day, knowing that I can help one more person achieve what they want. And I'm constantly looking for new ways and effective ways to do that. And I thank you for sharing that, because it makes the work that I do so worthwhile, knowing that you really can make an impact in someone else's life. And I think many times we don't know that, or we don't hear that. And it's just important to keep doing what you love and being happy about it and making good choices. Just like you said, you shared so many really, really awesome nuggets today. And they really are nuggets. And I would encourage people to go back and even listen to it again, because you don't always hear everything the first time through. And it's that second and third time that you're like, okay, that was another great nugget. And there were so many in here today. So Laura, in closing, just tell people, how can they reach you at the HeartLink Network?
Yes, we are absolutely looking to expand worldwide. Somebody asked me the other day what my goals were for the HeartLink Network. And I would like to have a HeartLink chapter in every major city, in every state, in every country, all around the world. There is room for you. And they can go to our website, theheartlinknetwork.com, and find a local chapter near you where you can plug in to a chapter that's already existing. And if there's not, lead one. Be a pioneer. Step out. Grow those muscles. Grow those confidence muscles. We will support you, educate you, and equip you, and help you grow the business that you are most passionate about. And we'll be there every step of the way. It's theheartlinknetwork.com, and we'd love to connect with you there.
Great. Well, thanks again. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Belinda.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends. And be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.